Hello, my dear listeners. My name is Kishore Ganesh, and in this episode of the Vocal About Visuals podcast, I'll be reviewing Vijay, or should I say Thalapathy Vijay's brand new monstrous film, Leo, that is directed by Lokesh Kanakaraj and is written by Lokesh Kanakaraj along with Ratna Kumar and Dheeraj Vaidhi. This is a non-spoiler review, so you can listen slash watch without any fear. But this movie has so much content to be picked apart that a spoiler review needs to be made, which will come out at a later date. If you like and appreciate Your Boy's podcast, please do subscribe, comment and review this podcast. The review especially on Apple and Spotify. All of this helps this creator to continue to create to his heart's content. The question that lay before Lokesh before he started on Leo, well, the more important and interesting one in my opinion compared to will Leo be a part of the Lokesh Cinematic Universe or the LCU was whether this will be a 100% Lokesh Kanakaraj film. What I mean by that is, will this movie turn out to be a Lokesh movie wherein the script has no compromises owing to Vijay's huge family audience appeal or market forces, like the need for an introduction song or the need for slow-mo shots for every time the hero enters a scene. And the trailer in which Vijay is straight up acting his heart out while yelling a top-tier expletive in Tamil convinced me that yes, this is very much a 100% Lokesh Kanakaraj film. This question had become a huge part of the Tamil and Indian film enthusiasts' mind space and vocabulary since this combo's earlier film, Master, had come out in 2021. And now, post watching this film, I can say with strong conviction that Vijay has indeed handed himself over to Lokesh and said, go ahead, make the film you wanna make. But were there any limits to this quote-unquote transfer of control, or did the film and thereby Lokesh make the best use of this situation, are questions that arise in one's head after watching this film. And of course, the former of these questions can be answered only by the crew, Vijay and the producers. The latter question though can be answered by the audience, and playing the role of the audience in this instance, I can say, unfortunately, no. I don't think Lokesh has made full use of the quote-unquote freedom to make a 100% Lokesh Kanakaraj film. Or better yet, the more accurate answer is, he partly has succeeded in this endeavor and has partly failed. And explaining the statement of mine will actually work as a legit review of the film as well. And so, we shall proceed. Lokesh succeeds in making what is a rarity with respect to big hero films, which is that the story actually gets fleshed out. There is meat in the story and all the actors, including the big hero, in this case Vijay, is an organic part of the story. As I tweeted after the film, this is not just an action film. This is an action drama. And for far too long, we have had mass films which are just hero-worshipping vehicles or where the events that occur have no depth. They entertain, but they do not stay with you. And here in Leo, 2 days after watching the film, I'm still thinking about Vijay's performance, the staging of the scenes, the 80s to early 2000s Tamil songs that play in the background while important and more often than not, completely opposite in nature events happen. Not to mention the animal metaphors in this film, a popular real-world wildlife and culture fact about certain animals gets rewritten in the film, and that worked big time for me. I don't believe I've ever seen a Tamil or Indian film where animal metaphors have been thought of to such an extent or been integrated or been twisted in such a subtle manner. To keep going on about Lokesh's wins in this film, there is a reason for why almost every action happens in this film, as it sets up something else later on. A simple example of this would be that there is an eagle, or should I say a kite, that's there in this film, and this bird gets integrated into two vital scenes of the film. If you're someone who enjoys picking stories apart to see what the motivations could have been behind all the different creative choices made in a film, then this is a Big Hero Festival film that gives you that. You generally get all this only in low-budget debut ventures of directors, but here, Lokesh is doing all this in a Vijay film, and for that, massive props to him and Vijay. And now we move on to what Lokesh couldn't pull off. In another universe, I think Lokesh gets more time and a bigger writing team, where all of his solid ideas get even more fleshed out, especially those in the second half. In fact, the majority of the issues in this film can be brought back to the writing, and this includes the writing of the action scenes. The second half is of vital importance in a film like this that talks about an almost mythical figure. But when the layers of this mythical figure are peeled back, instead of elevating each layer, the writing is largely flat. Of course, I'm using layer very loosely here as a broad term for villain reveals, character reveals, and cameo reveals, in addition to the details of the origin story of Leo. I think had the writing spent more time on elevating the moments that happen in the busy second half, even if the ideas were a bit half-baked, I reckon the feeling that one gets at the end of the film would have been far more positive. Of course, as much as the writing needed to be better in many places, the writing needed to be more or less depending on the situations. For example, Sanjay Dutt's Anthony Das character needed less writing and his entire story needed more time to breathe, shall we say. And Arjun's Harald Das character needed more writing overall. Coming to the performances, this is Vijay's most impressive acting performance in a long time. And that's because most films don't write him roles that need him to perform. Most of his film roles expect him to turn up and carry films based on star power and charisma. In this film though, his character is pushed into a space of generalized anxiety that manifests in insomnia, oversensitivity, and so much more mentally, apart from the physical threat of death to himself and his family. I reckon this role took a lot out of him. But of course, that's just my speculation. Maybe for actors and particularly Vijay, he can walk into a role and then walk out once the director tells cut. So there is that. Whatever it may have been for him in real life, on screen, I could see Vijay convincingly portray a character that was tortured by violence, both by what gets inflicted on him and by what he inflicts on others. Really impressive performance. All the other actors perform their jobs ably, and if anything, they are only let down by the writing. So yes, on the whole, Leo is a different Vijay film, but it surely needs to be considered a 100% Lokesh Kanagaraj film, because he has said so himself. Whether that's the absolute truth or if other forces influenced Lokesh to take certain decisions that made quite a few of the choices in the second half generic is something that can be answered only by those involved in the process of making this film. And if one were to consider this to be a Lokesh film, then we have to say that this is the one with the most creative ideas and metaphors that I enjoyed as ideas compared to any of his earlier films. But simultaneously, it is one of his weaker films in comparison to his previous works. All said and done, Leo does warrant a watch on the big screen during this festival period, because it is a rare big hero film where you have a middle-aged star being an action star. Nothing new about that. But what is new is that all that action is grounded in very sensible drama, making it an action drama with the scope for the star to perform as well. And that is rare in the context of big hero films across India. Once again, my name is Kishore Ganesh. This is the Vocal About Visuals podcast. And thank you, my dear listeners, for your time and for listening. Please do give this podcast a follow on your preferred podcast platforms and on YouTube. Give me a follow on Threads, Instagram, and Twitter @PodcastPlural. Thank you.